Why do you believe in God? Some people believe in God simply because they've been told that since childhood. Others believe in a God because they believe that within their hearts that a God does exist. And certainly these can be good reasons to believe in God, but our faith as a Christian should be so much more than this. I hope you have your Bible with you, and if you do, please open it with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, and let's read together verse 1, where the Scripture says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." There are really three basic components of faith that are found here in this passage. The first of which is hope. That is the first thing that is contained within our faith. Now, as Christians on this earth and just people living on this earth, we have a lot of great blessings. We have friends, family. Certainly God has blessed us with a lot of material wealth, and these are good things, but this is not our hope as a Christian. These things are nice, but we hope for greater things in the spiritual world that is to come. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, the Apostle Paul talked about what we as Christians really hope for. He said that we are in hope of eternal life. That is, we hope for life not that's going to last 70 years or 100 years, as is the case on this earth, but we hope for something that is so much greater that will last for all of eternity. There again in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, at the very end of the verse, we see that the things in which we believe, we have not seen. And is that not the truth? Certainly, we have not seen God. Certainly, we have not seen heaven, but we do believe in the existence of those things because of what God's Word says. We believe in them because, as Christians, as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's one of the things that's so unique as a Christian in our lives, that we don't walk by just the things that we see physically, but we walk by the things that we see spiritually. The question is, how do we walk by faith? How do we obtain that faith? The Bible also says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We see these things in the future, again, because of what we have read and what we have studied from God's Word. I think one of the most important things that makes up our faith is found there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that oftentimes we overlook. Look there one more time with me, if you will, in that passage, where it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Notice this, the evidence of things not seen. As Christians, we're not told to blindly accept the things that we believe. There is a great amount of evidence for things that we do believe and for the things that are contained within God's Word. For instance, in approximately 1400 BC, how is it that Moses could have known and written that the life of a person is contained within the blood? But he did know that, and he did write that, and it could have only been by God's wisdom, as he wrote in Leviticus chapter 17. How could Solomon have known in approximately 900 BC the complete water cycle, as he wrote about in Ecclesiastes chapter 1? Certainly he couldn't have known it without God's help. And also, how could Isaiah have known that the earth was round in approximately 700 to 800 BC, as he wrote in Isaiah chapter 40, a fact that was not known until some 2,000 plus years after Isaiah wrote that? Friends, the next time you consider, why do I believe in God, remember that you believe in God because you have a great hope of those things that you cannot literally see, but also because there's a great amount of evidence for the things that you do believe.